Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
B. Mitch and Finley, 1067 The Fan. I can listen to Jimmy, but I don't know if I can hear him. You know that. That's a deep cut. You're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. You're watching us on the YouTube stream. Listening to us on 106.7 The Fan. And I'm going to be honest, left hand up. We're kind of just being a little self-indulgent here.
Left hand up. By the way, is that still a thing?
I just say it now because I think it's funny. I don't know that the song is still rocking, but I just, whenever I have to, like, whenever I have a proclamation or a confession, I always go left hand up first.
Was it a thing at one point? I think it was.
The song gained legit popularity
and
for
then, and then I believe it got instantly divisive because there was a lot of people like, no, this ain't it.
Well,
I appreciate the guy who wrote it to get it going.
Sure. It was fun. I think it's DJ OG, Woody O Goody. I may be combining people, but we've talked to those guys. Certainly appreciate it.
So if I go to a game and I'm like, hey, guys, left hand up, are they going to be like, yeah, no, bro, that's over?
I don't think that. I think outside of me, I think Danny kind of makes fun of it the same way I do, but just saying left hand up with some regularity. But our self-indulgence is not on former Commanders rap songs. It's on like kind of the saga
inside
of
Zay. Radio.
Yeah. Radio Insider. And so I want to let people weigh in. It's funny. I've gotten a bunch of tweets on this. I'm guessing you have too. I got one from Rusty, said, I'm so glad this conversation is hitting the air. I've listened to Zabe since 2005. Him, Jack, Al, and Solly are the dudes who got me interested in talk radio. So many unknowns over the last 5 or 6 years, and to hear it laid out like this is great talk for radio nerds like me. So that's one piece of feedback. I got a text from someone we both know and says, he's dead to me. JK, he's my guy. That's our friend Neil Greenberg. I don't know if you know Greenberg.
Neil Greenberg?
He's joking, dude.
No. Neil's great, and I only know Neil loosely just from being on the air. I don't think I've ever really met him, per se.
Good dude.
I mean, that
he's
guy.
He's into metal, too.
Okay, so there you go. All right, bring it on.
We got callers, dude. Okay. Folks that want to talk to Steve Zabin. Let's start with our guy Jupe is on the line from West Virginia. What up, Jupe?
Jupe.
What's going on, fellas? Hey, Steve, it's a pleasure talking to you. Listen to you for a long time, man. I just want to tell you, you are a legend in this town. Definitely, I just got this one memory. I don't know why I remember it. It's when COVID first hit, and you was talking about how they would test you with sticking that Q-tip up your nose. You said, ain't nobody got time for that. I felt that on so many levels because I did not want them sticking that Q-tip, poking my frontal lobe.
The old brain tickle. That was great. Good times.
Right, definitely.
Ain't nobody got time for that. I love that sweet Georgia Brown viral video clip where she's like, ain't nobody got time for that. I got the asthma.
For sure. For sure. Yeah,
well,
that's
you.
All I got to say, man. You definitely are a legend. You're OG of the radio.
All right. Appreciate
that's all
that,
I got
Juke.
To say.
Thank you, Juke.
No problem.
And since B isn't here, I'll say what you want to hear. It's the DMWV, Juke, representing West Virginia.
For sure. Appreciate
I mean,
it.
Zabin's.
I'm hell.
Zabin
I'm,
might
I'm,
almost
I'm,
be there.
I'm 15 minutes from the border.
There you go. All right. See you, Juke. Uh-huh. Now we're going to go to Jim in Manassas. All right, Jim, you're up.
Well, 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 look who the cat dragged back in.
Well,
Steve
well.
Zabin, sir, how are you?
Look who's back with his tail between his legs, with his hat in hand. Oh, yeah. Hi,
yes,
buddy.
Sir.
How we doing?
Hey, I'm 25 years old. Obviously, I haven't had much to cheer for prior to last year. 2012, of course, the skin season, RG3, was what brought me in the fold.
Oh, yeah.
First time listening to Skins Radio was 2013. We're playing the Raiders on the West Coast. And I found 980, yes, on the crappy 94.3 signal, but mm-hmm. I found it nonetheless. And, man, those mid-2010s were really great for my formative years as a Commanders fan and a D.C. sports fan. I mean, Sheen in the morning, Scott Jackson, Dog, B-Mitch in the afternoons, you and Galdi and Cooley in the evenings. I mean, what a time,
Steve.
Man.
Oh, yeah, the Cooley years were so – I have so many Cooley stories.
What was that show when it was you, Galdi, and Cooley? What was that show called?
The Drive.
The Drive. There you go.
Whatever. But, yeah, Cooley, so funny. Can I give you a Cooley story real quick?
Sure.
So please do.
So Cooley had this house out in Leesburg, big baller house, brick, white, you know, big. And his mom was living somewhere else in Virginia, and he wanted his mom to be close. So Cooley being Cooley just bought the house literally behind his through the woods. So he had to go out of his old subdivision around the corner. And it was a nice house, but it was probably half the price of his house. Well, mm-hmm. Cooley was big into pottery.
Right.
And so he had his own kiln that you can have in your driveway.
It's like he had a gallery in Leesburg,
yeah,
didn't he? Yeah,
yeah,
I remember that.
So he had a kiln, which was the size of a small tool shed that was in the driveway, that he would mm-hmm. fire his pots in, but it required power. Well, for some reason, the power went out at his big baller house, but mom had power through the woods. So Cooley being Cooley, he's like, so I went to Lowe's and I got about 700 or 800 foot extension cords. And I go, Cooley, you're not supposed to daisy chain that many together. It's not safe. And you're powering a major thing.
Yeah.
So he says, okay, so I'm doing the pots and I go check on them after connecting them all through the woods, and he touches the handle, nearly shocks him to death, touches it again, and he's like, I don't know what's going on. So I started to walk through the woods, and I get to my old house, and I realized, oh, the extension cord had slipped into the swimming pool.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
And I said, Cooley, it is amazing you are not a charred spot on your driveway right now. But that's how it was. He was like the most easy-flowing guy ever. Still is to this day.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah, thanks for the call. He also had a pet raccoon, Bella, that he kept in his house for a good amount
inside?
Of time. Oh, yeah, until the health authorities found out about it. You're not allowed to keep pet raccoons.
He must not have had kids at that point.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's anyway. Funny. Have you ever been electrocuted?
No. Dude, have you?
Yes. So my
badly?
First, I don't know about badly.
Did you pass out?
No. So my first job out of college, and what's funny, you got me thinking about all this stuff, is I worked at an insurance company called H.W. Phillips, and the office was on Pennsylvania Avenue, kind of towards Georgetown, kind of catty corner from the Four Seasons, if you can envision what I'm talking about. And I lived in Northeast at that time, and I remember I'd be driving home at like 5 o'clock at night listening to you and Andy back,
mm-hmm.
and just sitting in god-awful like K Street traffic.
Mm.
But I remember at H.W. Phillips, shout out to Mike Colley, the big thing was like, I was a sales guy. I was selling insurance, right? And the newest, youngest guy, it was a nice location, but it was an old office space that had like the big neon lights, kind of like the ones above your head. And the youngest new sales guy, they called Bulb Boy. And you had to like, whenever a bulb was out over like kind of the admins or some of the other, like the other people in the office, you had to go replace these long neon lights.
My God.
Which I can't imagine they do this anymore. But this is
I think you mean fluorescent.
Yeah, fluorescent.
Yes, the sure. old tubes, yeah. right.
And I am on a ladder replacing this thing, and they have those two little prongs.
Prongs at the end.
But you got to kind of spin them into place.
Yes, you do.
And I couldn't get this one to go in, and I'm like leaning on the edge of the ladder, and I try to just jam it in, and I just jam it in. It's like, I didn't fall off the ladder.
That's
or
a
anything.
Miracle.
But I think what saved me is that I had both hands on the fluorescent, on the light. So I think the current like went through me rather than like just shock me. Like I felt the current, but never like felt
you
the
completed
power
the
of it.
Circuit. Okay.
Yes. And it
did
was,
your arm go numb?
Oh, yeah. Like
one arm, both arms.
Definitely. I'm trying to remember. We're talking 20 years ago.
So it was numb all the way up to your shoulder, maybe?
But for like 5 minutes or something. It wasn't like a
That's
long...
still enough, though, to scare the living you-know-what out of you.
I think I got it in, too, which is more... Like, I didn't drop it. I didn't fall off the ladder. But it was eye-opening to me, especially as my life would evolve. And eventually, I'm dead broke buying my first house, debating, trying the electric work myself. Like, do not mess with electricity, dude. That is a powerful agent.
Oh,
do not
my
mess
God.
With it. Well, hire
glad,
a professional.
Glad you're here.
Yeah, me too, dude. Me too. What a world. All right. At 1 o'clock, we're going to get back to business. We're going to talk some football. We're going to let the callers continue to chime in. Zabe is back on the air. I know you've been back. I know you've done the golf show and stuff. But, like, daytime, 106, I don't know that you've done this since everything
no.
has happened, right?
No, yeah.
So, I think.
I was on Saturday. I've been on a couple Saturdays here.
Right.
I'm a fan.
Are they making you come in?
I came in the first time,
but
because it's Saturday, why not?
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Today was the easiest ride in you're going to get for the
oh,
week.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
All right, you want to say hi to Zabe? You want to curse out Zabe? You want to say thank you to Zabe? Whatever you want to do. Got like 10 more minutes of phone calls. Barstool Nate's going to join us at 1 o'clock. Nobody go anywhere. Hey, it's JP Finley here, and I got to tell you about the great folks over at Paul Henry's Window Installation. Working with Paul Henry has been a godsend for my family. They put all new windows, all new doors in my house, and what it has done is it's cold as hell out. It's windy as hell out. There is no draft in my house. When my oldest daughter was a little baby, I had to try to seal this window off with blankets, and I bought this like putty stuff because I was broke and couldn't afford new windows. Over time, I worked with Paul Henry, got a fair rate, got new windows, and now there's no more draft. We don't have to cover up any windows with blankets this time of year. Working with Paul Henry can change things for your family just like it did for mine, and you're working with a family-owned company. Paul's son Brian did all the work at my house, does great work, and there's not many companies you work with where they get the job done ahead of schedule and for less money than you expect. If you're looking for something, whether it is home improvement, new windows, new doors, whatever you need, Paul can do it. Check them out at paulhenryswindows.com. Paul Henry's Windows, your clear home improvement choice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.